hustling and bustling, shopping and baking cookies, decorating, wrapping gifts, hurrying and flurrying. Listen to the jingle bells, plan for the Christmas feast. Off to grandmother's house we go. Wait, this isn't Christmas. Pause for a moment and hear the still small voice of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is Christmas.
Down from his splendor to a manger low, God sent his only Son so many years ago.
So very long ago, but this is to our advantage. Instead of seeing only parts, we can see the whole. The child wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger was none other than God the Son. He grew to be a man and lived in Galilee, where he calmed the storm, made the blind to see, and made the lame to walk again. Yet, in spite of all the good he did, he was rejected and scorned by men. He was nailed to a cruel cross and died to conquer sin. On that cross of Calvary, redemption's work was done. Now, in heaven's majesty, Christ reigns on the throne. Christ, the mighty conqueror, destroyed the power of sin, that all who would be saved need only look to him.
Star on a winter's night. Lord of heaven and earth, whispered peace, be still. Long ago in Galilee, blind were made to see, lame were made to walk again, sinners were set free. Rejected him and scorned his love. Long, long ago, he lived in Galilee. Long ago on Calvary, love and sorrow met. When the spotless Lamb of God paid the sinner's debt. Long ago on Calvary, heaven bore my pain. When upon the cruel cross Jesus Christ was slain, for all he suffered, never more to die. Now in heaven's majesty, Christ reigns on high. Long, long ago, he died on Calvary. Long ago in Bethlehem, long ago in Galilee, long ago on Calvary, Jesus lived and died for me.
This is Christmas. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Child divine.
not even a pillow for his head, no scepter for his royal hand, no crown to adorn his head. There was nothing fit for a king to herald his humble birth. There was no grand reception anywhere on earth. How could the mighty God leave behind his glorious throne and in the darkness of a winter's eve be content with a manger's repose? Surely, he loved us with an everlasting love. There is no other explanation. Why else would the Son of God leave his holy habitation? Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Angels surrounded his throne in glory. Angels announced his birth. Angels ministered to him in the wilderness. Angels ministered to him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Angels announced his resurrection. And angels will sing his praises as the King of Kings in ages to come. How wonderful it must be to hear a chorus of angels singing the praises of the Savior.
Of his majesty. Jesus left heaven above. Hark, the herald angels sing, angels we have heard on high.
From glory to quaint, from throne to manger. There he is high and lifted up, his train filling the temple. Seraphim standing around him singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Then there he is, maker, monarch, savior of all, low in a manger. To most, just a dear little stranger. How perfect, how pure, yet how remote from the world he came to save.
Little babe in his bed.
Why would God, the creator of all, take the form of lowly flesh to die? Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Jesus came with one single purpose. Even in the manger, he was aware of who he was and what he had come to do. He was born to die. He was born to die a death that no other man could die. He was born to die not for himself, but for all those whom he had created. He had created them with life, but they had chosen death. Now trapped in an eternal death from which they could not rescue themselves, only Jesus Christ could release them from their lost estate. And in order to do that, he had to die. He had to suffer their shame.
He had to bear their sorrow. He had to pay their price. He had to die their death. Only by dying their death could he conquer death for them. For when he would arise from the grave, he would break the bands of death for all who would believe in him. That is why he was born. He was born to die.
On the night Christ was born, just before break of morn, as the stars in the sky were fading, o'er the place where he lay fell a shadow cold and gray of a cross that would humble a king. Jesus knew when he came he would suffer in shame. He could feel every pain and sorrow, but he left paradise. With his blood he paid the price. My redemption to Jesus I owe. Suffered my sin to forgive, born to die upon Calvary. He was wounded that I might live. From his throne Jesus came, laid aside heaven's fame in exchange for the cross of Calvary. For my gain suffered loss, for my sin he bore the cross. He was wounded and I was set free. Dearest Lord, evermore may thy cross I adore, as I follow the path to Calvary. Of thy death I partake, my ambition I forsake, all my will I surrender. Sin to forgive, born to die upon Calvary. He was wounded that I might live.
There is another birth that Jesus desires, the new birth he brings to each heart that will believe in him. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This birth can be yours if you will receive Christ.
Born in a manger. Jesus left heaven to dwell on earth. Now in the stillness he comes again. Now I have witnessed his birth. Born in my heart, born in my heart, Jesus the Savior is born in my heart. He is no more a stranger, my heart is his manger, for Jesus is born in my heart. No room for Jesus, ruler of all, never a dwelling to call his own. Come now, Lord Jesus, conquer my heart, enter and set up thy throne. Born in my heart, born in my heart, Jesus the Savior is born in my heart. He is no stranger, my heart is his manger, for Jesus is born in my heart.
Will you receive him? The choice is yours. There is no room for him in the inn. Is there room for him in your heart? Open wide the door and let the Savior in. Don't delay. Don't coldly turn away. Jesus left heaven and was born as a baby to live as a man to die for your sin. Jesus alone conquered death for you. Jesus alone can bring new birth to your heart. Believe in him today. Receive him today. This is Christmas. May this be Christmas in your heart, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Never be. John, in his gospel, gave us a very important insight. In John chapter 12, he quoted from Isaiah chapter 53, and then he quoted from Isaiah chapter 6, and then declared that these things said Isaiah or Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. He's telling us clearly in John chapter 12 that when Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up, he was seeing the Son of God. What did Isaiah see? Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord, we know from John, the Son of God, sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. His throne was the throne of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His throne was the throne of sovereignty. His throne was the throne of the supreme judge. He was high and lifted up. He is described several times in Scripture, 11 times, in fact, as the Most High God. He is so high that no one can be higher than him. He is as high as it's possible to be. He is the most important and the most significant person there is. He is the Most High God. His train filled the temple. Now, train is the skirt of a robe. But I think it's likely that what Isaiah was referring to was the train of his glory filling the temple. Above it, he says in verse 2, stood the seraphims. Glorious creatures. Nothing we have ever seen here on this earth. And they have an amazingly special assignment to continually sing the Lord's praises. In verse 3, it says, one cried unto another and said, holy, 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 the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. How holy is Jesus Christ? 1 John chapter 3, verse 5 says, in him is no sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21 says, he knew no sin. And 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 22 says, he did no sin. And while these verses express the character of Jesus while he walked here on earth, it certainly is reflective of his person as he dwelt in eternity. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Back in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 4, even those things that do not have life move at the glory of the Lord. It says, and the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. That's what Isaiah saw. The Lord on his throne, high and lifted up. But go to Luke chapter 2 and verse 8. What did the shepherds see? Luke chapter 2, verse 8, there we're in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, the same glory that filled the temple in heaven. Angels that were accustomed to seeing the Lord sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up. And one of the angels says in verse 10, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The shepherds saw the angels singing the glory of the Most High God. In verse 13, "Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men." So when the angels left, the shepherds decide not only do they want to see the angels, they want to see this person that has been born. Verse 15, "It came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary, and they found Joseph. And sure enough, there was a baby lying in a manger. What was that moment like? They believed that this was Christ, the Lord. The angels had told them that. Christ, the Messiah, Lord, God. And those tiny eyes, the shepherds gazed and saw exactly the same person that Isaiah saw sitting on the throne high and lifted up. But here he is in the body of a little infant. Verse 17, "When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. They were so amazed at what they had seen. They believed in their heart. They had seen the Savior. They had seen the Lord." Today, we can't see him with our eyes. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8 says, "Whom having not seen," anyone here seen the Lord Jesus with your physical eyes? Not likely, unless you're 2,000 years old. I'd like to meet you, if that's the case. "Whom having not seen," none of us have ever seen him. We've only been told about him. But Peter says, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. How can that be? We can see him with our hearts. And we can be just as thrilled as those shepherds who saw him in the manger. Like the seraphim above his throne, who sing his praises all the time, and like the angels who witnessed to the shepherds and sang his praise in the sky, like the shepherds who proclaimed his praises to all who would listen, we should have hearts that are filled with joy and amazement that the one who sat on the throne of sovereignty, high and lifted up, was willing to leave all of that to take a human body and come here. And after being born, grow to be a man and walk the journey to the cross. that old wooden cross where he hung, suffering, bleeding, and dying for you and for me. Have you seen the Lord with your heart? Have you believed what he has done for you is real? Have you trusted the Savior and received him as yours? This is what Christmas is all about. It's the beginning of the journey he took here on earth. The beginning of the journey that culminated in conquering sin and death and hell for you and for me. If you haven't come to the Savior yet, come today. Believe that he did everything that needs to be done. There isn't anything else to be done to satisfy God the Father regarding your sin. Trust it. And call upon the name of the Lord. Confess your sin to him and receive Christ as your Savior. And do it today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that Jesus did. Thank you for that wonderful declaration on the cross. It is finished. Thank you for the miraculous raising from the dead. Thank you that he sits at your right hand at this very moment making intercession for us. And thank you that your mercy is from everlasting to everlasting, and anyone can come at any time as long as they're alive on this earth and receive that mercy and be saved. Lord, if there's someone here in this room right now who needs to receive Christ as Savior, please work in their heart to come today. And thank you that you are so willing that all should come to repentance, and that none should perish. Thank you for your open arms to receive whosoever will. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.